1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A deadly shootout in suburban Minneapolis. Two police officers and a paramedic killed while responding to a domestic violence call on Sunday. The suspect was also killed. There were seven children inside the home, but they're all safe. An 11-year-old girl in the Houston area is missing. Police suspect her father's roommate may have had something to do with her disappearance. He was arrested for enticing a minor back in 2008. The Gaza Health Ministry, run by Hamas, saying this morning that 29,000 Palestinians have been killed so far in the war. At The Hague, the UN's top court is holding hearings on the Israeli occupation of the West Bank in Gaza. This is Palestinian Prime Minister Riyad al-Maliki.
It is time to put an end to the double standards that have kept our people captive for far too long. International law must be applied to all states without exception.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet unanimously rejecting Palestinian statehood. This is ABC News. The Pentagon now confirming that Houthi rebels in Yemen have been using an underwater drone to attack ships in the Red Sea. It was hit by a U.S. strike over the weekend. The NBA's All-Star Game, not exactly a defensive struggle. ABC's Will Clark is in Indianapolis.
Defense was non-existent as the Eastern Conference breezed to a 211-186 win in the 73rd NBA All-Star Game. MVP Damian Lillard of the Milwaukee Bucks contributed 39 of those points.
You know, you just got to keep shooting the ball. And I think in a game like this, you know, it's going to be pretty loose.
The offensive exhibition coming a day after NBA Commissioner Adam Silver told the players he wanted to see a more competitive All-Star game. Will Clark, ABC News.
And stop putting your iPhone in rice if it gets wet. That's been the common advice, the thinking for years. Rice will pull the water out, but Apple updating its guidance, warning that small rice pieces could do damage as well. Instead, tap the phone until the water gets out. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is taking steps towards cracking down on sex trafficking. The State Assembly Thursday passed a package of bills that came out of the Speaker's task force on the problem. Republican Representative Rick Gundrum.
One of the reasons sex trafficking is thriving here in Wisconsin is because our current penalties are often less than the cost of the actual solicitation.
The task force was formed after the human rights group Shared Hope International gave Wisconsin a failing grade for its anti-trafficking laws. A new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin is going nowhere this year. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells reporters a Republican bill won't be taken up this session. Republicans disagree amongst themselves about whether the state should run medical marijuana dispensaries. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks' Damian Lillard named All-Star MVP. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The East beat the West in the annual NBA All-Star Game by a ridiculous final score of 211-186, a new all-time record high. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard becoming the first player to win both the three-point competition and MVP.
It's definitely one of those things where people are going to look at the game and say they don't play defense, and some people don't take the competition serious. But for me, it was just a break from the season and an opportunity for me to just be successful at something.
Baseball veterans reporting to Brewers spring training camp, including their new first baseman, Rhys Hoskins, who signed with the club after leaving the Phillies. A week later, the Brewers traded pitcher Corbin Burns to Baltimore. His reaction.
Anytime you lose a bona fide ace in this game, Corbin Burns, and he's really, really good, but, you know, an opportunity for some of the younger guys to step up.
That's Brewers first baseman, Rhys Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the southeast at only about 5 to 10 here throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 28 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 50 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Is it still too loud? 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. Am I drowned out?
No, you're fine. I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Good morning. It's John and Gordy.
It is.
And it's Monday.
Boy, what a rough weekend. Huh? I mean, you know, just partying all the time.
One thing after another.
How do we survive?
I have no idea, but we made it through the weekend, and here it is. Monday morning, it's cold out there, 19 degrees, cloudy, but it's going to get in the low 40s today and even warmer later this week. You know, spring is basically here, I guess.
It's just so weird that it can get this cold and then so warm.
Yeah.
And you'd think the earth would convulse from the temperature change. Suddenly big fissures
earthquakes and mudslides.
Earthquakes and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Volcano.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we could predict that. We'll ask Brittany if that stuff is going to happen.
Yeah. We'll talk to her next hour.
What, 7:20?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mark that on the calendar.
All right. We got it.
All right.
So busy weekend, and good to be back on this Monday. But we went to the should we talk about the Testicle Festival again? It seems like every time we bring it up, people start running around with their hair on fire. Say, there they go again. We did go to it. We went to it.
Yep.
Springfield Corners is a very nice facility there.
That's great. On the inside, I've always driven by there. You know, I was wondering, what does it look like on the inside? And it's pretty cool. It really is.
Nice.
Big place in the back. My gosh.
Yeah.
And it's a very rural setting. Mm-hmm.
It is.
A lot of rural folk in there.
That's right.
And I know that they're all progressives. So,
well, I don't know.
And they showed up, and they showed up on our advice. I could tell.
Good. I didn't notice that, but
yeah,
it was a good mix of people. A lot of people there. I mean, it was
very friendly. You know,
very
until they found out that we work at a more liberal radio station, and suddenly no one wanted to come around at all. In fact, I think the room cleared.
Not true at all. All right. We had we tasted the
delicacies
that they had.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. In fact, the women that were putting the fried testicles together
display.
Yes, they weren't putting them together. They're actually dissecting them. These testicles. That one showed us the testicles, right?
Yeah.
That was just crazy. That image. Just burned into my memory now.
Yeah, showed us the size of them was,
The size is ridiculous. I mean, they're both about, the size of a softball?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the beef testicles were that size, at least. Maybe the pig testicles, not quite as large, but still, wow.
Maybe a hardball. It's just incredible. I just thought, wow, glad you are cutting that up.
Well, they were cracking some jokes over there, too.
That's true. That's
pretty funny.
Well, yeah, they had to keep their sanity. I mean, they were cutting those things up and breading them fresh and then frying them separately, so you had just, the taste of the pork or the beef. They kept the flavor separate. That was an interesting thing to do.
The texture is not really, it's kind of chewy.
Sometimes chewy,
a little bit. I don't know. I liked them, but I didn't love. They would have been better with some more sauces, maybe on top of them.
Would have been what I would suggest is having some kind of dipping sauce for them.
Yeah,
some kind of yogurty flavored sauce of some sort, some kind of ranch sauce that's flavored with something, but. Yeah,
they did a fine job.
They had barbecue sauce.
They had barbecue sauce. They had some ribs there. Swedish meatballs.
The Swedish meatballs were my favorite, actually.
And all the food was free.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, really? It's all free. Beer was not free, but that's fine. I mean, they got to make their money somehow.
And that's the way they did.
Yeah, we talked to Bill Gray there, and he was very, we had him on the air last week. Super nice guy.
Yep.
Wonderful facility. I know we couldn't stick around for the band. They were playing that night, but it looked like they were getting all set up and ready.
I could understand why they kept this tradition going from the previous owner. I can see that because later, after we had left, it started filling up like crazy.
You came back. I didn't know that.
I had to go back because my wife, Ann, has some friends up north. They're crazy people. They're also writers. And what they wanted, Ann is a writer, what they wanted were a t-shirt and hat. And I thought, oh, man, I can't believe I missed that. I didn't buy those. That's why I went there myself.
Right.
But they were out. They were gone. When I went back, all of that stuff was already gone, and it was so crowded in that bar. Yeah, I haven't been in a bar that crowded in ages. And I'm talking the front section and the back section where the band plays and the large dance floor. It was packed. It really was.
Yeah.
And they were still frying up. The same two women were still frying up.
They were there all day.
My God.
Anyway, we thank everybody there, and it was a good time. And, maybe we'll be back next year. I think, Sam, you should have been a part of it. You should have been there, Sam.
I know. It's a regret of not going.
Okay. Well, there's always next year.
It just seems crazy that I didn't have a testicle fest hat.
I know. I
really wanted something, a t-shirt or something to mark that occasion.
Well,
maybe even spark some conversations the next time you go out to another different place.
I'm sure we'd do that. It was a lot of fun, and thanks to Bill Gray and everybody there for making us feel welcome. And it was good time. Yeah. So here we are.
I got to say, I haven't been in a bar in a long time that didn't have a debit.
They couldn't take cards
at the cash register, and you had to go to a debit machine. But I know I've been to a few bars in the country.
Yeah.
And they have those ATM debit machines, and you can go in and get charged $80 to take $20 out. But I'm in rural country here. This is
cash talks, that's what they want.
Well, I had my Longmire coat on, so I felt right at home.
That's good. It is 6:14, and it is the 19th day of February. Shall we run through the calendar here?
Yes.
Here we go. Now, which one of these is it not today? Is it not National Arabian Horse Day? Is it not National Vet Girls Rise Day? Is it not National Lash Day, like eyelashes? Is it not National Chocolate Mint Day, or is it not Swedish Meatball Day? Which day is it not?
It's not Swedish meatball day because you know I brought that up. And
you are right. I wondered if I could sneak that one by you, but no you are right on top of it. Congratulations, John.
And, you know what I make around here for the kids? I make Swedish meatballs.
Do you really?
I buy them at the store frozen, and it's a really cool sauce. It's very basic. It basically is flour, butter, cream, thick cream. Mm-hmm. And you just put that all together and a little bit of steak sauce. You got to put a little bit of that sauce in. A1.
Secret ingredient.
Yeah. It's really good. Good stuff. Mm. Yeah.
You're making me hungry already for Swedish meatballs. It's a little early in the day for something spicy like that.
Yeah, but it is.
Yeah, for me.
It is.
Well, thank you for sharing that recipe. National Arabian Horse Day. I know you're a big Arabian horse fan, John.
Actually, not. My wife used to ride quarter horses in quarter horse shows in competition.
Arabian horses?
Quarter horses are the horses to be.
Okay. Arabian horses a little too big?
Are they larger? Too big. They're just big.
Okay.
Who cares?
Apparently not you. Okay. let's see. What else did I mention it was today? National Vet Girls Rise Day. I'm not exactly up on... every time we do this, my computer locks up right at the wrong time. Sam?
I don't have the article pulled up, but I was reading through them earlier this morning. It's about women veterans.
Okay. That's right.
Okay.
That's right. All right. And then National Lash Day. This is to salute people that have big eyelashes, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
I know. It seems a little stupid, but let me just get into it a little bit here.
They were pressured into creating that holiday for some reason.
By big eyelash?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody had to justify having big eyelashes and then pressured some politician, and the politicians voted on it.
There was some money exchanged. Promotes the love and need for true and false eyelashes. So they're saluting both real eyelashes and fake eyelashes on National Lash Day.
Ugh. Oh, okay.
It makes no sense at all. Again, this is just a made-up deal, and we don't care. And let's see. Chocolate Mint Day. Again, we have a chocolate day every 2 weeks, it seems like. This one's chocolate mint. And who doesn't like a nice chocolate mint? It's also President's Day. I miss those.
No, really?
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about a former president a lot this morning.
The chief, yeah. Yeah, what's he done this time?
Sadly.
What did he say this
time? Sadly, we're bringing up some bad
he's
stuff
lost
again.
His mind.
He really has.
Never really had much to begin with. And
oh, the gold shoes. Gold sneakers, as they say out east.
Oh, gold sneakers, yeah. Thomas Edison on this date. Sam, you want to go back in history and give us a little history lesson here on what happened on this date?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
just some things that I picked out real quick. Today, in 1878, Thomas Edison, like you said, received a patent for the phonograph, the first record player.
Oh, wow. When? 1878?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Took the old wax cylinders. Have you ever seen one of those?
Oh, sure.
That's great stuff. Yeah.
Today, in 1941, the U.S. Coast Guard was established.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
1941. Yeah, way back then. Also in the 40s during World War II, Iwo Jima was invaded by U.S. Marines, bringing the beginning of the end to the war in Japan. And then 1963, the beginning of second wave feminism, The Feminine Mystique by Betty Friedan was published.
All right.
And then we had Women's Lib.
That's right. It was the beginning
of... That was the movement.
Women's liberation. Yes.
You know, I got to say that my sister had me just scared to death referring to women with some word. She banned women as a word, lady as a word, girl as a word. I had no idea how to reference a female in conversation. I didn't know what term was okay in the feminist movement.
Mm.
And
you're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, Madison, the capital city of Wisconsin. That is the theme song for Bubba Hotep. Brian Tyler, who's done many soundtracks for many of the Marvel movies, and that movie, Bubba Hotep, about a mummy that goes around killing people in a senior home. All right, there you go. It's quite the
film. Is
that
a well-known movie? In your world, I don't
yes,
know that
it's
one.
It's a very popular movie.
Yeah, okay. I'll take your word for it.
All right. I'm not going to review it here, but it's fun to watch. And it's a guy who it changes places with Elvis. He's a Elvis impersonator, meets Elvis. Elvis says, you know what? You're good. You take my place. And Elvis retires and goes off into the distance, and this guy takes over as Elvis. And in his senior years, he's in a senior home. He's bedridden, and basically he's like, you know, everybody. He's saying that he's not Elvis, you know. But anyway, it's a fun story.
This is a wild sounding movie.
Yeah, the mummy coming back and killing some of the seniors in this facility is the bizarre angle to it all.
What's the name of the movie again?
Bubba Hotep.
Bubba Hotep.
Coming up on Thursday this week, you're going to get a chance to talk to Jim Healy, the programmer of Cinematheque at UW. You get to talk to him all about movies, John.
All right.
Good.
Maybe he's seen that and thought maybe that would be the, you know, Bruce Campbell. He's a legend in film. And, you know, he was in that movie. He played Elvis.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. It was good. Thank you very much. You know, and it was really good. It was a fantastic movie. He put everything into it. All right. Enough of Bubba Hotep, right?
Yeah. You mentioned it before. I just never really knew the inside story on it. Okay.
Good. It was great. Yeah. Great music, though. A fantastic soundtrack from Brian Tyler. I was thinking that music sounds more like a kind of a Western-y feel to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's more of a mummy killing seniors feel to it.
It's an acquired taste.
It is an acquired taste. Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, somebody puts things to words that really just kind of cut to the chase. You know, mic drop time. And Liz Cheney was interviewed. And it's not that, you know, I'm a big fan of Liz Cheney, the crazy Cheney family that got us into Iraq with lies. But anyway, Liz did kind of sum it all up when she said this.
This is the likely Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump. How do you feel about the fact that he has not said one word about Navalny? He's had harsher words about Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, than he has had about Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, Donald Trump, as you pointed out, said just a few days ago that he had told a NATO ally that he would encourage Putin to do whatever he needed to do, whatever he wanted to do. He's basically made clear that under a Trump administration, the United States is unlikely to keep its NATO commitments. And I think that Republicans who understand the importance of the national security situation, who continue to support him, are similarly going to be held to account. You know, when you think about Donald Trump, for example, pledging retribution, what Vladimir Putin did to Navalny is what retribution looks like in a country where the leader is not subject to the rule of law. And I think that we have to take Donald Trump very seriously. We have to take seriously the extent to which, you know, you've now got a Putin wing of the Republican Party. I believe the issue this election cycle is making sure the Putin wing of the Republican Party does not take over the West Wing of the White House.
I really like the Putin wing term.
Yes.
That is perfect. It really is. And Navalny, what happened to him is you'd almost think that because of the recent arguments of Trump in court saying that he has ultimate power, that he can't be prosecuted, that he could go out and eliminate his competitors, kill them, take them out. Well, he could also jail them, just like in jail. Right, just like in Russia. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that's the model. That's the business model. That's the presidential model.
That's the platform.
He emulates at this point.
Mm-hmm. And, no doubt about it. Yeah, just the Putin wing, Putin-Trump wing of the Republican Party is alive and well. Ron Johnson's probably a card-carrying member.
Man.
Wouldn't you think?
I would think so.
All those senators and congresspeople that went over to Russia on the 4th of July a couple of years ago. Just throwing a junket, basically. Russia's not so bad. It's pretty nice over here.
At the time, I couldn't wrap my head around, Republicans spending the 4th of July in Russia. I still can't get over that. And they weren't even worried about how it looked. And how, people would remember it forever and ever and ever.
Coming from somebody myself who was not alive during the Cold War and who never saw Russia as a big threat like that, it blows my mind probably even more seeing people sitting senators not taking Russia seriously. Kind of is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit later on, we're going to be reviewing Tucker Carlson's grocery trip in Russia. This takes the whole Russian thing to another level, kind of a surreal level. Tucker Carlson never went shopping before. Dr. Oz, remember when he was running for the Senate?
Sure. Yeah.
He went shopping. That didn't work well because he never shopped either.
No.
You can tell these guys have never been in a grocery store, have no idea what the produce section looks like at all. And I guess Tucker Carlson's another one of those guys. I mean,
he grew up in privilege. Yeah, he didn't. He never went shopping. I'll let the help do that. Get the groceries.
It's the Putin wing of the mega party, basically, the Trump party.
They're alive and well, and it's a little scary. It's a lot scary. Yeah.
So recently, Trump got some dates confused here. Just one date, a very important date. Let's see if you can find out where he made the mistake. All right,
they are not good for our country. It's no wonder Joe Biden and his thugs are so desperate to stop us. They know that we are the only ones who can stop them. They know that. You know, we did it in 2016. Remember that beautiful night in 2016?
2016. So he ran against Biden in 2016.
No.
It's good to know. It's good to correct history on that. We were all under a different impression.
Hillary
was around at that time. Oh, wait a minute. He's wrong. How did that happen?
He doesn't remember who he ran against. That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Man. Yeah. He's
so mentally, he is pretty alert. Nothing to worry about there. I would worry about, an aged Biden who has taken this country to a second level, one of the most successful administrations ever in reconstructing this country, especially saving Gen Zers and millennials a lot of money who were going to be left with the check to fix up the entire infrastructure in this country. But Biden did it first, allowed them to concentrate on other things.
Mm-hmm. 29 past the hour. We've got news and weather and some farm markets to check into with Pam Yonke. Coming back with truckers boycotting New York. What is going on there?
It's happening.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Wisconsin soybean growers are keeping an eye on the state capitol. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Still waiting to see if they are going to find a TIF district created for the community of Evansville. Jordan Lamb is a legislative affairs specialist with the Welch Group and explains why that TIF district is so important.
A Minnesota-based agribusiness company known as CHS is working to build a brand new $700 million soybean processing facility in the city of Evansville. That new facility is expected to create 90 jobs and have the capacity to process 70 million bushels of soybeans each year. We do not currently have a soybean processing facility in Wisconsin, so this would be huge for Wisconsin farmers from across the state. However, to support that project, the city of Evansville wants to create a tax incremental financing district, a TIF district, to reimburse a portion of those infrastructure costs.
Jordan Lamb, she's a legislative affairs specialist with the Welch Group. Well, they keep an eye on the state capitol to see if that TIF district is going to move forward. Bear in mind that Wisconsin produces more than 100 million bushel of soybeans every year, and this would be a new value-added proposition for their bottom line. Speaking of the bottom line, quiet this morning. It is President's Day Monday. No trading going on. I'll recap the numbers from Friday coming up.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau's grassroots policy really truly is a bottom-up process. This is truly started at the bottom by the members, for the members. It really does work its way up the chain because this is the core foundation of Farm Bureau. We truly are all-encompassing, and that's why I really believe in the Farm Bureau mission.
WFBF.com.
We are the voice of agriculture.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All right, on Friday in Chicago, the December corn closed up 2 cents at 4.58¾. November beans were up 7¾, 11.48½, while July new crop wheat closed 8¼ lower at 5.61¾. The barrel cheese on Friday was up 5¼ cents to 1.60¾. 40-pound block cheese down $0.01¼ at 1.48, while AA butter gained 2¼ cents, settled at 2.75 a pound. Class 3 fluid milk for March closed 4 cents stronger at 16.84 a hundredweight. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the southeast at only about 5 to 10 here throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 28 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 50 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
From Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. We're space trucking this morning.
Deep Purple.
Yeah.
Woo. Mad Radio.
Ooh, yes. Man.
Rocking on a Monday morning with John and Gordy. Yes. Yes. Space trucking, John.
Axe versus the Evil Dead. Let's get into a little story about those truckers. You know, we need them. We depend on those truckers to bring in the goods, right?
But they're boycotting New York City or New York State, or what's the deal?
All of it.
What are they up to?
They don't want everything. Anybody going into New York at all. Yep.
Really?
Avoid the area completely is the word.
But why?
Spreading across the U.S. to every trucker out there on the highways and gear jammers everywhere.
Yeah. Are they on their CB radios talking to each other?
Yes, they are. Yes. They've got their wireless headphones on now. They're Bluetoothing. And they're still talking to each other. And this is a big, big movement that, I don't know. These guys are hauling stuff from corporations and businesses and food suppliers. And now they're saying that they're going to boycott New York. I mean, you know, they've got truckloads of other people's stuff, folks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have the option of doing something like that, but they are definitely going to try it. And I thought this this little rant from Chicago Ray, a trucker, says it all.
Hey, folks, your old pal Chicago Ray. I've been on the radio talking to drivers for about the last hour 15 minutes. I'm talking to at least 10 drivers going the other way. I'm heading down from South Wisconsin. They're going to start refusing loads in New York City starting on Monday. I got about 3 drivers that I drive with. They already vibrated the boss and told them they ain't going to New York City.
No.
I don't know how far across the country this is or how many truckers are going to start denying loads to going to New York City. You f*** around and find out. Okay? We're tired of you motherfucking leftists fucking with Trump. Okay? Our bosses ain't gonna care if we deny the loads. We'll just go somewhere else. All right?
Yep, that's it.
So, and they're doing this because doing of this something Trump-related.
The judge ordered Trump to pay $364 million to the state of New York, and they're not happy about Trump having to pay that kind of fine. So they're jumping on the Trump train or truck in this case, and they're going to back him up and support the fact that he is paying way too much in fines for his deceptions.
So this is Chicago Ray and 3 of his buddies. That's what I kind of took out of that. Really sound like a national movement yet.
He's thinking really? It is, and we'll is see how this thing works out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll monitor the truck traffic, I guess, in New York.
What a dedicated crew. Yeah. Right? These megas are very, very dedicated to think that these truckers, this is their livelihood, carrying other people's stuff all around the country. And they're going to stand behind Trump in a case he lost where he is fined $364 million, which they think is way too much. Mm-hmm. And because they think that's an excessive fine, they're going to boycott New York City, and I believe the state of New York. Then this just blows my mind. You can't get more dedicated, more cultish than this.
Yep.
This is insane, right?
Well, yes. And so they're saying if you're traveling to New York, make other travel plans. If you have flights going into New York, don't take those flights. Just go somewhere else. You planned a vacation. You just change your plans, all in support of Donald Trump and this against his big fine, $364 million. And plus interest. they said, it could take a while. He's supposed to come up with this in 30 days, I think.
He cheated on his taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what it comes down to.
And he ripped off a lot of contractors along the way. I mean, this has been going on for decades with him. and right. the Trump organization.
Now,
and,
you know, yeah.
you can't do
these,
business for 3 years.
A lot
New
of
York.
These stories, you know, covering this trial and then, you know, the debate over how much he should be fined, they never really explained, you know, what it was that Trump did, basically. Mm-hmm. He inflated the property values that he
yes.
had.
Yes. And then borrowed and, against that.
And borrowed right. against it. Of yeah. course, he had a separate set of books for mm-hmm. the IRS, which mm-hmm. devalued his properties.
yes,
and they weren't so, as much as right. the ones he, the books he presented to the banks for his mm-hmm. loans. Mm-hmm. So he had like two sets of books.
yeah.
And that's illegal. You can't do it. You're cheating on your taxes, and everybody else has to pick up what you didn't pay in taxes, including all of us, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. But mm-hmm. these billionaire millionaires think they can do this stuff willy-nilly and get away with it. Well, he didn't, and he's fined $364 million. Mm-hmm. And now the truckers, who obviously are working very hard for not as much money, they're going to back him. I don't,
sure.
you know, I don't get it. You know, he's not backing blue-collar workers in the least. The last thing on his mind. It's only
yeah.
about Trump.
Man, I want to hear from, you know, Alan Weisselberg, CFO, the chief financial officer. He went to jail. He had to pay, I think he's going to jail, or maybe he's already there. And also Michael Cohen, all these guys getting in trouble for the Trump organization. They've paid a price, too. I wonder how they feel about this. I bet they are all behind the $364 million fine. They're like, finally,
right.
he's coming to justice in some of these things.
Well,
it took long enough.
It took an extraordinary amount of time.
Yeah.
We have seen that having a person as powerful as Trump challenging the legal system in this country, we have found out that we have a very faulty legal system in this country.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know how you can appeal so many times for mm-hmm. so long with so many ridiculous, illogical reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't make sense that you can present, you know, just ridiculous arguments and then have somebody consider that for 2 months, 3 months, and then a decision comes down, and then you challenge that, you appeal that. There's something very definitely wrong with
well,
the
and
legal
then
system.
He's using all these trials, Trump is, this is basically his campaign now for this year. He's going to go on trial at all these different venues and then speak after those trials are over. He was at a campaign rally here just a couple of days ago talking about comparing himself to Al Capone. Listen to this.
I've been asked by the toughest guys, the toughest Wall Street guys. You think they're tough, but they're really not. They're not as tough as the auto workers, I'll tell you right now. But they think they are. They think they're tough. But a lot of them come to me and they'll say, how do you do it? You go through all these subpoenas. You got indicted. Now, in my whole life, I didn't know what indictment meant. You got indicted more than Alphonse Capone, Scarface. They say, how do you take it? How do you do it? I say, it doesn't bother me. It's like I'm just doing something for some incredible people. It's called the American people. It's called I'm doing something for America. It doesn't bother me.
Wow. Yeah.
He compared himself to Al Capone.
And that's the N-word right there.
And the N-word. Yeah, the N-word is indicted. it's just too crazy.
We're worried about Biden. really? Oh my God!
I know it.
This guy's like 3 years younger. They're making it seem like there's like 30-year difference between these people.
Yeah,
I'll go with Biden any day of the week on this
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely,
easily.
Yeah.
The N-word.
Oh, it's just wild.
It doesn't help. It really doesn't help.
Not at all. Hey, John, this week we've got tickets to give away.
Did you hear
this?
That's right.
Yeah,
yes,
we got the memo on this. Yeah. The life and the music of George Michael. Now, I don't know if you're a big George Michael fan. You remember Wham? Remember? Everybody knows George Michael, right?
I kind of like some of the stuff that he did.
Yeah. And
I mean, I didn't listen to it. I didn't buy his records or anything or CDs or MP3s. But I liked him.
Well, they have a big tribute show coming to the Overture Center. It's happening on Saturday, February 24th, The Life and the Music of George Michael. Now, if you've won something in the last 60 days from us, please do not try to call in for this. But if you do win tickets from us, then again, we're giving them away this week. You can go to Will Call to pick them up. We'll get all your information. In fact, you can call us right now if you'd like a pair of tickets to The Life and Music of George Michael. It's February 24th. That's a Saturday evening. You can call us right now, 608-879-8255, 608-879-8255. Call us now. And Sam, do you have anything to add to this as we go into this?
Well, I was gonna have you guys ask a question to give away the tickets.
Oh, that's
We can do that another day. We've got a couple of pairs to give away this week.
All right. Okay. Right. Well, we'll save that for the next time around. But
so first caller to call in 608-879-8255 gets a pair of tickets to the show this weekend.
All right. Yeah, the show is actually on the 24th, Saturday 24th. Okay. Yep, that's Saturday night. Yeah.
So we got to kind of ask ourselves what Trump has wrought in this country. What has he contributed? What resurgence are we seeing out there? Because Trump is running, and he has shown who he backs, who he supports, and who he allows to function as a group in this country. Well, I think
like who
we could probably point to the Nazis. The Nazis are strutting around, and as you know. I subscribe to the Tennessee Holler, and they're constantly telling me what's going on down there in Tennessee. And here is Representative Justin Jones. He's one of the black legislators kicked out of the legislature and then reelected right away because he was protesting gun violence in the legislature, and they kicked him out because of it. Well, he's back in, and he's out on the street in Tennessee, and he's pointing out what's going on. Check this out.
They are literally having a Nazi march. Literally having a Nazi march here in downtown Nashville. White supremacists talking about white supremacist neo-Nazism, talking about deporting folks and just racial hatred. This is what we're seeing here in Nashville. They are literally having a Nazi march. Literally having a Nazi march here.
Isn't that incredible?
That is
just like very insane. And we're seeing this all over the country. They've got his back. They've got Trump's back. And
they're coming out of the woodwork, you know. They've been underground for so long, and he
marching
opened
all over
the door. Yeah, coming out and marching. It's you never thought you'd see this day. It's incredible. And
they'll take it. I mean, they're voters, and they certainly want them to go out and vote and support the person that supports their ideas, and that is they certainly want a white nation. Mm. And they, of course, piggyback with the religious right.
Yeah.
And that, they believe that they are going to take over the nation and change all our laws and make them completely different.
Yeah. Just rip up the Constitution and start all over.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. I've got can't wait for the Republican convention.
There's Project 25, and I'll get to that in just a moment. It's put out by the Heritage Foundation, and women, you'd be interested in what they plan. All right, we'll be getting to that shortly.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Well, it's one of those rough Mondays here, folks, because it's going to be a real hot day today. And, you were expecting winter. Well, you can forget it.
Yeah. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot about that in our next hour. Heat wave this week. Get up to 42 today. It is 6:49. 608-879-8255. Coming back.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it?
I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Did you know there was a time when African Americans couldn't buy their own homes? In 1948, the Supreme Court ruled the ban on selling property to black buyers was unconstitutional. Yet black people still couldn't purchase homes in white neighborhoods. The Fair Housing Act in 1968 ended this type of discrimination. But there's still work to do. Today, only 40% of black populations own their own homes. Listen for another Black History Story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX. This is 92.7 FM. If you're working one of those digital dials yet, 1580 AM, Capital City, Madison, a block away from the Capitol, right here on State Street. It's the John and Gordy Show, and you can always contact us through our app, Civic Media app, or text us. In fact, texting is probably the way to go. We get a lot of texts here. Mm-hmm. Or check us out on social media someplace. You can watch the video of us actually doing the program. It is so much fun to watch.
Yes. Yeah, it's, it's nice and clear. It's in focus. You can hear us on yeah, Facebook.
There you go.
It's technical. It's yeah. Amazing. You know, it's almost 3D. Like, we need 3D glasses with this thing, and we're working on that.
You've always been very, very adamant about having something in focus.
It's got to be in focus, or I'm not in. If that movie is out of focus, I'm walking out of the theater.
You're walking out of the theater, right? All right, let's get to the big event that happened was that some guy had a bid on the Never Surrender Trump gold sneakers. He released gold sneakers at a convention in the Sneaker Con that he sneaked onto.
Sneaker Con?
Sneaker Con. They have a big Sneaker Con, and they debut all these great updated new sneakers, brand name sneakers, celebrity endorsed sneakers. And, of course, Trump had to get there with his sneakers. And the crowd was not necessarily glad to see him. So let's check out his debut at SneakerCon.
They came up with this, and this is something I've been talking about for 12 years, 13 years. And I think it's going to be a big success. Your influencers have been very positive. They've been real influencers, and they love it, and they love what we've done. That's the real deal. That's the real deal. And we appreciate it. We really appreciate it. More than anything else, I appreciate the turnout. Wow. A lot of emotion. There's a lot of emotion in this room.
Booing. A lot of booing, I think you're saying.
Thank you.
To say.
Yeah.
That's what he meant to say.
Yeah. So the really nice thing is we have lines, and I want to thank Chase, and I want to thank Alan.
Unbelievable. Sneaker Con and Trump selling his gold sneakers. And the guy who put a bid on the gold sneakers, Never Surrender sneakers. And this guy is really happy that, and they're signed by Trump, by the way, $9,000. He's the winning bid for the Never Surrender gold sneakers signed by Trump.
$9,000.
Gotta like that. Boy, what a deal.
Waste of money.
Yeah. My mega friend in Milwaukee said, oh, you know, those are going to be worth a lot of money someday. I don't think they'll be worth $9,000. It's just a guess. Just throwing that out there, right? One person tweeted, Trump would need to sell 250,000 pairs of his $400 Chinese-made monstrosities just to pay the interest on his legal debts. You got to think, you know, this guy is, you know, appeals to everything. He must have incredible legal bills, right?
Well,
on top
like
of
more
everything
than
else.
$50 million last year, yeah. I think they assessed something like that in just legal bills.
Yeah.
You know, being paid for by people's hard-earned money, making campaign contributions to the Trump campaign.
Of course, you know, there, a lot of the protesters are now finding this to be fairly humorous. And now they're taking shots at Trump because of this gigantic fine that he has to pay. And he could be going broke. Who knows, right? He's running for president, spending money on his campaign, and then paying the legal bills and then the court fines. Where is this guy coming up with all this money? So everybody's trying to help out just a little bit out in Trump Plaza.
Everything must go!
Make an offer! Make an offer!
Everything must go! Trump is always for sale!
What's
liquidation? Everything must go!
There you go. He's a witch. So there are people out there.
It sounds like TV Lenny.
Yeah.
Everything must go.
Everything must go. I just love it. You know, you see there was a lemonade stand out in front of it raising money. Oh, the imagination just runs wild. A lot of these people, very, very creative out there promoting, you know, the sale of Trump Plaza.
But not only did he get fined, his sons also got a few million dollar fines.
How does that happen? How do they sneak their names in and fine them, you know, at a Trump?
They're part of the organization, you know, actively, you know.
Well, so. I guess, I guess you're right. But if you wanted the biggest indicator of all that this is a cult, this moment where Trump came out to speak and a woman got up on stage and here's that golden moment for you.
Yes, we need him. He's a Christian. He's a good, honest man. They're after him for no reason.
Oh my God.
Yes!
Oh my.
You know, it doesn't take much to get those people to, you know, chant USA, USA. They've got nothing else to say, nothing else to promote. And that woman is something else. Oh my God.
Her she needs a little voice training. It's a squeaky voice, lady. Jeez.
Well, you know, she didn't expect to go on mic. You know, she ran
excited.
Up there and she was saying all these wonderful things to Trump as he was trying to deal with her. And then they were so, you know, nice that he just put her in front of the microphone and
let her go.
And let her go.
Yeah.
And that's what you get.
Wow. That's incredible. You know, she
almost hard
was getting the crowd going. They were USA, USA, you know, just wow, those rallies.
And then, of course, there, you know, Trump is also fundraising himself. $20.24. Click this amount if you're supporting President Trump in 2024. Now, you can go even further. $47. Donate this amount if you think Donald J. Trump is the greatest president of all time.
Okay.
God. What is wrong with these people? That's the Trump campaign.
The cult. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
6:59, news, weather, sports, straight ahead. Yeah. Coming up, AI voices of teenagers are coming back to haunt the Republicans.
We want to hear from you on this story.
Yes, we do.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, Our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Historic hearings underway at The Hague, the top court of the UN, listening to arguments about the legality of Israel's 57-year